Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Oh, chickens. What a cliffhanger. Oh, my God. And then there was a mid-credit sequence, like it's a Marvel movie. I am completely flabbergasted by the whole Village of the Angels. Did we like it? Please jump on and let me know your thoughts, your theories at Adam Richard at Instagram or Twitter, or you can jump on the Fabulous Adam Richard Facebook page or Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group. Send me an email, theory@adamrichard.com.au. And just reminding you that I will be talking to Cal Wilson in the next episode, which will be tonight for Patreon subscribers and tomorrow morning for everyone else. Oh, my God. So what a fun episode. So many creepy angels. There were angels in the fire grate. There was an angel on fire that was magnificent. That scene where they were talking to each other in their minds on the beach was completely berserk. I loved the, you know, the water coming at both sides, and like that was an amazing sequence. So the division are reactivating the Doctor, and now the Doctor is a weeping angel. What? Has the Doctor always been a weeping angel? Is that how the division works? I mean, it is terrifying. I loved the whole village being kind of like hanging in the middle of nowhere. That was an amazing thing. So Dan and Yaz are now trapped in 1901. And I guess the professor raises that little girl in that village who grows up to be that old woman, which was like, it was one of those great moments where I was like, how does that woman know everything? And then you're like, oh, okay. I get it now. I should have seen it because there were so many things going on. Then little things like that were easy to miss. The why is Azure pulling all of those people into that passenger, like all the people who are left alive in the universe post-flux. The next episode is Survivors of the Flux. So I was very excited by the trailer for next week. Kate Stewart is back. So obviously, although I thought UNIT was disbanded in the Resolution episode, there was like, they rang and they'd been Brexited. I guess because, you know, that's just what's been happening. But, you know, maybe Kate Stewart's got her own little outfit now. So that's exciting. And maybe we'll find out what old Mutton Chops is up to down in the mines. He's been down there for weeks now. We don't, like, he keeps turning up. He's only got two episodes to go. oh, my God. It was so exciting. I mean, Weeping Angels episodes are always exciting, and it was more kinetic than normal. Like, normally a Weeping Angel episode is kind of slow because they can't move very quickly. But this was, like, really moving quite quickly. Like, they were barreling along. I loved all the stuff with being trapped in the basement. Like, it, that felt like very old school classic Doctor Who, to be trapped somewhere. Base under siege, has happened throughout the entire Troughton years. And what a better thing to be besieged by than Weeping Angels. But yeah, the ending was just like, why weren't they capturing the Doctor? It's like, oh, that angel that was in Claire was bait. Oh my God. Because I had that moment of going, oh, finally, they're just going to be able to find out everything about the division, because this angel has it all in her memory. And then it was like, oh, no, that was just a trick to get the Doctor back into the division. Oh, what is happening? So what's Vinda and Bell? I'm really enjoying their story, but not really that much happened. They had a little bit of... Bell got to do some exposition for us about what is going on with Passenger and who's going in there. Vinda, we only got to see briefly right at the end. And her coordinates got cut off, so he's going to have trouble. I'm excited about the Grand Serpent coming back next week, because it's like, oh, yeah. I felt like there was more coming from him. Like, he felt like he was an unfinished story. So, yeah. Oh, my God. I'm all... It's weird watching it in the daytime. Like, Angels episodes, you know, you kind of feel like should be a nighttime thing, but not a 6:30 in the morning thing. but, yeah, it was very, very exciting. I loved how creepy it was. I loved, you know, spooky churchyards at nighttime. Not my favourite thing. Especially, like... You know, here in Australia, like, the oldest church is like 200, like, well, graveyard, sorry, is 200 years old. Those ones are kind of like, those graves have disappeared, I think. well, you know, Western graves, obviously. But yeah, those kind of European style headstoney statue business. So we don't have those ancient old, like, when you go to a churchyard graveyard in the UK, like, those gravestones are like from the 1400s and stuff, and it's like, whoa, they're ancient. So terrifying and old. Because I went to school near the Melbourne Cemetery. And so we used to hang out there at lunchtime. And there are lots of, you know... So the first time the Weeping Angels ever turned up in Doctor Who, I was like, I'm having flashbacks to spooky lunches. And, you know, we tried to go there at midnight. Like, you'd be on the way back from the cinema at something, and you'd just be like, oh, let's pop in on the way home because it's scary, even though it's locked. But, you know, teenagers, they can find their way in. So, yeah, graveyards are terrifying, and Weeping Angels, obviously, you know, they obviously belong in a church graveyard. it feels weird that this is the first time we've ever seen them hanging out in their natural habitat, and it's not making things easier. But yeah, that was mega spooky. The banging on the doors, the staring at the television. I thought Kevin McNally was great. Like, when he was hearing his own voice, telling him all those things. Like, it just had so much going on this episode. It was a full hour too. Like, it was a great big fat hour-long Doctor Who. So yeah, I just don't know what's going to happen now. Like, if the Doctor's an angel, does that mean that now she's been recaptured by the division? She has to be put to work as an angel. Like, I can't see how you get out of that. I mean, I'm sure there will be a fun way out of it, but, you know, are we just going to get an episode with no Doctor, like, with the Doctor just locked in, you know, her statue form, and it's just going to be Yaz and Dan. And maybe, because old mate Mutton Chops has been digging, and turning up in all these different places, maybe Dan and Yaz will hook up with old mate Mutton Chops and find their way to the Doctor through one of his many tunnels, because they'll bump into him and they go, we've seen you in various different places in the universe with your crazy tunnels. Maybe we can go and find you somewhere else. That's kind of the only way I can think they would find the Doctor. But, you know, maybe Vinda will find the Doctor. Belle might find the Doctor. Maybe Kate Stewart will find the Doctor. But I feel like all the Doctor will just turn up Weeping Angel style and kidnap them all back to one place and then go, nah, you thought you had me, but I've got you. That does feel like the kind of thing the Doctor would do. Just go, all right, I'll be an angel for a little while and then I'm going to come and get you. I don't know. It is terrifying and exciting and, oh my God, what an episode. I thought last week's episode was amazing because it was all twisty, timey and turned inside out. But this was kind of crazy next level. And I love that the episodes all have their kind of, you know, even though there's the ongoing narrative going on between all of them, I'm enjoying the sort of individual, you know, flavor of them. You know, this episode probably would have been fine if we'd never met Claire before, but it kind of gave it a bit more heft. And also seeing the angel chase down Yaz in the previous episode, you're like, oh. So, yeah, I'm really loving the ongoing storyline, even though the episodes themselves feel vaguely self-contained. I mean, sure, the Great Big Cliffhanger was part of the huge ongoing storyline, and we've got all the, you know, the flux refugees in the future. But yeah, this is fun. I'm really enjoying this. All right. Next episode, Cal Wilson and I will talk about all things angel. I hope you're enjoying yourself. I hope you're not too frightened this morning. I'll talk to you in the next one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.